The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. They appeared to be a bit overwhelmed by his teaching, and they turned to Jesus and asked for an increase in their faith, presumably so they could do what Jesus was asking of them. I think most of us have struggled with this at some point in our lives. I know I sure have. If I just had more faith, I wouldn't have so many questions or doubts. If I just had more faith, God would answer my prayers. If I just had more faith, I would be a better person, a better parent, a better spouse. If I just had more faith, I would know what to do. I would handle things better. If I just had more faith, life would be different. It is an approach to faith at least as old as the apostles' own faith. It is the approach they have taken in today's gospel. Increase our faith, they asked Jesus. You see, Jesus had just warned them not to become stumbling blocks to others and told them to forgive as often as an offender repents, even if it is 7 times in one day. That will be difficult for them. It will be a challenge to live that way. Maybe they were hoping Jesus would tell them which conference or leadership development program to attend. If McDonald's can supersize our fries and drinks, surely Jesus can supersize our faith. The request to increase our faith, the belief that if I had more faith, things would be different, reveals at best a misunderstanding of faith itself, and at worst demonstrates our own unfaithfulness. Jesus is very clear that faithfulness is not about size or quantity. If you had the faith of the size of a mustard seed, he says, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Faith is not given to us in a packet to be spent as currency in our dealings with God. Faith is not measured out according to how difficult the task or work before us. Faith is not a thing we have or get. Faith is a relationship of trust and love. It means opening ourselves to receive another's life and giving our life to another. That one other is Jesus the Christ. Faith is not about how much or how strongly we believe Jesus' words or actions. My husband Craig and I have been married for 51 years, and my nose would grow like Pinocchio's if I said we agreed with each other's ideas all the time. But like in most marriages, we are faithful because we have committed ourselves to each other in love and trust. We are faithful because we continually carry our relationship with us wherever we go, in all that we are, and in all that we do. So I'd like to suggest that is how all of us share a faith relationship with Jesus. Faith will not, however, change the circumstances of our lives. Instead, it changes us. Living in faith does not shield us from the pain and difficulties of life. It does not undo the past and it will not guarantee a particular future. Rather, faith is the means by which we will face and deal with the circumstances of life, with difficulties and losses, with joys and successes, with opportunities and possibilities. But after all that, we find that faith does not give us a pat on the back, a reward, or a promotion in God's eyes. It is simply the way in which we live and move and have our being. So that at the end of the day, the faithful ones can say, without pride or shame, we have done only what we ought to have done, nothing more and nothing less. We have tried to live in openness to, trust in, and love for Christ. We have allowed him to guide our decisions, our words, and our actions. Faith is practiced day after day in the ordinary, everyday circumstances. Some days when the pain and heaviness of life seem more than we can carry, it is by faith that we get up each morning and face the reality of life. When we feel the pain of the world and respond with compassion by feeding the hungry, housing the homeless, speaking for justice, when we experience the brokenness of a relationship and offer forgiveness and mercy, when we see the downtrodden and offer our presence and prayers, in all those we have lived, seen, and acted by faith. Then there are days when we ourselves feel powerless, lost, and do not know the way forward. By faith, we sit in silence and wait. Jesus does not supersize our faith. It is not necessary. We live by faith, not because we have enough faith, but because we have faith, any faith, even mustard seed size faith. That is all we need. Jesus believes that. So should we. The question is not how much faith we have, but how we are living the faith we do have. The mustard seed of faith is already planted within us. It is Christ himself. He has withheld from us nothing. We already have enough. Amen.